News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lecturers at Edinburgh University have become one of the first to undertake accent bias training to counteract anti-Scottish bullying at the institution. Campaigners say accent or class-based prejudice should be treated like racism or sexism. Does it happen here? Hazel de Nortune is a People Before Profit counsellor. Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning.
Have you ever experienced this in an Irish context? And I suppose, what impact does it have on people if they feel their accent's holding them back?
I don't think it's as blatant as an issue compared to probably other discriminations or access to education, because I know in this particular research it was around college access. But I would definitely have, when I did become onto the council, I was given advice to tone down my Cherry Orchard accent a bit and speak a bit slower and a bit more clearly so that I could be understood. But it wasn't said to me in menace, but maybe more as just advice to be a bit more distinguishable in that role. And I adopted by default a bit of a phone voice, as you might say, just to try and
you have the posh voice that you put on. But did you feel like you were betraying yourself ever so slightly because you had to do that?
I think it just probably because if you don't see as many people within the role that you are, and obviously it was a confidence piece with myself that I had just thought that I needed to prove myself in a particular way to be justified within that role. Now I'm 8 years on the council and that has some definitely washed away now, but I think it's something that I would like to see discussed more, to see if it is a case that's more widespread, maybe within secondary schools and then into college. I think what they've done in Edinburgh is very interesting. They've trained up 500 staff members and it's very student-led. I don't think that accent bias is as strong as maybe it is in the UK, but I think it's just something that's one of the, and I know it's been on News Talk a few times as well, it's probably one of the more discriminatory aspects that's been left behind the other more prominent ones, obviously sexism and racism being more. But I would find out from friends that I would have in different ethnic groups, in particular traveller community and Roma community, and they would find that they would either try and dilute their accents or, you know, say that they were from a more regional area rather than from the traveller community, because they would find accent bias far more prominent. So I think it would be interesting to investigate a bit more.
Well, one of the campaigners here said that there's a culture in Edinburgh University where if you were from a working class background or a Scottish background, you were mocked and you were mimicked, which meant that they were less reluctant to speak out in tutorials. Now, I was reluctant to speak out in tutorials, but that was for a different reason. But, you know, is this something that in the 21st century is just a bit daft?
I think what it is probably getting a bit more respect as well for where people are coming from in their own space. So like, as you said, I went to DIT in Bolton Street, so it wasn't, there was a vast mix of people in that area, so it wasn't as prominent. But I do find that some people who went to Trinity, probably through the Trinity Access Programme as well, had said that if they hadn't had that support, they probably wouldn't have felt like they would have fitted in that. But I don't think that's just as particular down to accents. I think that's probably more of a class-based or more of a confidence thing, as I said again,
I don't want to speak ill of Trinity because I didn't go there, but I'm also going to say, could this be more of a Trinity problem than a DCU problem?
Well, I hadn't gone to either, but the only feedback that I did have was just that people, and that, as you said yourself, not to single out one college, but again, this would be good to just start that conversation open to see, is it something that's across all educational areas, or is it a case of that it isn't as prominent over here? But as I said again, I know researchers or linguistics professors in DCU have said it is a more prominent issue that we're just not highlighting. And I just think it would be great to see if that is something that's holding people back. And also you'd like to see more people within accents, with different accents and more regional accents in different roles. Particularly, I always find more connected to lecturers when I find that they have a working class background. And I think that's maybe just a comfort thing that we unconsciously have when we hear someone with our own accent. But again, I think that's, again, it's not just an accent situation. I think that's, again, an access in general to education that we need to be supporting as well. But look, I think we should welcome the discussion on it to see if there is something that we could do over here to see if it is more of an issue, and how we get that from a younger access. Maybe, as I said, I'd love to hear about even from a secondary level going forward, if it's something that holds people back.
Yeah. Is it inevitable, though, that we make judgments when we hear an accent? I mean, are we as likely to make a judgment about someone who has got, I'm going to say, marbles in their mouth and a Dort accent, as opposed to your accent, Hazel? Do people you know, just make a human response to when they hear something?
I think they do, and that's what they said is the unconscious bit of it, where you make a presumption. You know, I particularly think this might play into the media. Like, I'm from Ballyfermot, I represent the Ballyfermot Drimnagh area, and a lot of the media headlines are of probably, you know, unsavoury topics, to put it lightly, rather than the nice positive stuff that happens. And that's always comes true when you're doing any community development or festivals that we'll do, is can we get some positive news into it? So it probably pre-leads what your perception of someone is going to be. But again, okay, I think that's, you know, that goes across all areas. That's just not in a working class, as you said. That could be someone from a more affluent area, where you presume that they won't understand me at all or where I come from just because of how they sound, you know.
Okay. Women are from Ballyfermot. Other women are from somewhere on the south side. We'll put it that way. But everybody speaks the same language. Hazeldon Ortune, People Before Profit Councillor, thanks very much. Have you ever noticed this? Did you have an accent, whether it be an outside Dublin accent or a rural accent, that you experienced discrimination when you went to college? Let us know. 53106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.